Every generation faces a different set of challenges. And as you heard just now, the world does need our permission to change. All around us are an extraordinary array of great opportunities. Almost everything we do is going through very rapid change. Martin Luther King said, "The tragedy of revolutions is that most people sleep through them." Someone else said, "The opportunity of a lifetime must be taken in the lifetime of the opportunity." And as South Africa has come out of these years of democracy, as we see the challenges we face of low growth, of inequality that's growing, of young people being left behind, there's no question we've got a full agenda. You and I, if we're to live meaningful lives, have got to embrace the agenda of our time. Not the agenda of our past, but the agenda of our time. The agenda of our future. And I'm sure that the reason you've come today is to get just a little dose by talking to others, by sharing some thoughts, by listening to some thoughts, and then leaving here and going away and thinking about, what am I going to do differently? Because we know what's got us in the room and what we're doing in the room is not going to get us out of the room. This country has so much potential, and we are short of achieving what we should. One of my heroes that I love watching on YouTube is Usain Bolt. When I used to watch the 100 meters when I was younger, they used to teach the athletes, never look at the competition, because the margin of victory is so tight that if you look left or right, you'll come third, except for Bolt. If you ever watch Bolt run the 100 meters, he hasn't got vertical until the 40-meter mark. And then suddenly he just explodes away from the others, and around about at the 80-meter mark, he starts waving to the Jamaicans. And having watched the Olympics in Rio, I thought, so what is it? 2 million Jamaicans, 370 million Americans, and the Jamaicans won every sprint, male and female, at the Rio Olympics. Is it the ganja, I wondered. And so I've done some research into what it is that makes this so successful. Every Jamaican coach is being recruited all around the world because there's nothing that people find more attractive when they look in the mirror as self-confidence, as belief that we can make a difference in this country. And so my first plea to you is to pay attention to where we are. Never drive the same route from home to work twice, or you'll fall into that trap of waking up when you get to work, of realizing that we're poised on either the takeoff that we've been waiting for generations, or that we're going to stumble along and miss the opportunity. South Africa often feels to me like a jigsaw puzzle. South Africa feels a bit like a jigsaw puzzle, but someone's gone off with the box. You with me? So we left all the pieces and we're trying to figure out, how do we fit all this together? This amazing city, eThekwini, Gauteng, the Cape, P.E., Nelspruit, which is the capital of Mozambique. We've got these amazing cities. Polokwane now bigger than Nairobi. We're a giant in this economy. What do you think the ratio is between Kenya and South Africa? I grew up in Kenya. I love the Kenyans. They run a lot. Fast, middle distance. The Kenyan economy is about $10 billion. We are $400 billion. The Malawian economy is $3 billion. We are $400 billion. We are the giant of this continent. And as you said, maybe we're sleeping through this thing. We don't realize the assets of humans, of natural resources, of our difficult history that energizes us, because we're skrikt. And you must be skrikt. If you're not skrikt about the implications of zero growth, you are not paying attention. Our economy depends on economic growth. Transformation depends on economic growth, because transformation is only driven by tax. And we can either borrow the future from our children by getting into debt. We can spend money that we don't have, called a credit card as a country. Or we can pretend to have a plan when we don't. And I fear so much of what I see in our leadership, who seem to be stumbling as though they sleepwalking through the challenges we face, or that we're pretending to have a plan when we don't. And if they can't make the plan, then you and I have to make the plan. And we have to take that piece of the jigsaw puzzle and find the piece of the jigsaw puzzle that's next to us that we can fit together and make a partnership.